This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, yeah. It's here. We're ready. Picks Baps. In the National Football League. And Ken, we will begin where all good things in life begin. Foxborough, Massachusetts, where the New England Patriots sit as 3-point home underdogs here. Now, this is used towards New England at our show sponsor, BetMGM. So I've been saying for like 2 days I'm waiting for this to come off three. It hasn't yet. +3, -115. So Ravens like -2.75 in between 2.5 and 3, but still -3, -105 at BetMGM. The total has been bet up to 44.5. And Sam Paniatovic came on the show earlier, told you he liked over 43.5. This is over 44. It's 44.5 currently, the total. Injury news here, Ken, before you give us your thought on the game. We thought Ronnie Stanley was going to be good to go here. He's doubtful. Looks like it's going to be another week before Ronnie Stanley, Baltimore's left tackle, makes his season debut. J.K. Dobbins, questionable, practiced in full on Friday, but practiced last week and didn't play in the game. It does look like the Ravens will get back the full complement of players in the secondary with Marlon Humphrey, Marcus Peters, and Brandon Stevens. Kyle Fuller, obviously, done for the season. For New England, the big one, Jacoby Myers, questionable. Limited practice on Friday after not practicing on Wednesday and Thursday. It appears he will be a game time decision. If he doesn't play, I would expect Kendrick Bourne to fill that role in the middle of the field for Mac Jones and this Patriots offense. So, Ken, Ravens laying 3 on the road in New England. What do you got and why?
Yeah, I want to give a little more clarity on the market too. I would definitely say the consensus number here is like 2.5 and even 2.5 -15. So if you like the Patriots, BetMGM has a phenomenal number for you to bet the Patriots in this game. There are no threes on the board, honestly. They've got like the least juiced one if you like New England. I think where I'm going to come down to this game is I'm going to have a lot of teasers. This is going to be the first week that I start implementing them. We've had a couple weeks under our belt. We have a lot of low total games because scoring is down, and we have a lot of games in this range. And I think Patriots up is going to be a really good teaser, like 4B, paired with a bunch of the other games that we're going to talk about. You can kind of mix and match here a little bit. Patriots 2.5 to 8.5 for sure. If we got to 3 -110, which does not exist on the board at any book right now, 3 -110 does not exist. I think I would probably bet New England at that point. My number is a little less than 3. Would need the full 3 to bet them. I think I would rather tease them. I did kind of agree with we're terrible at totals. I did kind of agree with Sam on the over.
Style of this game could definitely be different. I think Mac's going to rip them up this week.
I could definitely see. I mean, again, Patriots week to week are a chameleon offensively. They're never going to show you the same look. And Miami and Pittsburgh, Miami was 110 degrees on the field. And Pittsburgh, we've seen multiple weeks. We know what the Pittsburgh games are like. And this isn't going to be that. So I actually kind of agree with them on the over, just for what it's worth. One just last thing here real quick. I won't do this on every game. Just I was looking at award markets. At some point next week, after the games are done, we should probably talk about comeback player of the year, because all of the candidates who you would think would be candidates to win the award aren't really playing to a level where they would win the award. Like, it's been kind of bizarre. Like, Jameis had a really bad second half and now has a broken back. McCaffrey's been okay. Like, Brian Robinson, who hasn't played yet, obviously, is like the favorite in this market. I think, honestly, the expectation that no one's really doing anything and he could end up winning. Another player to watch if he does end up playing, J.K. Dobbins is 50-1 in some places. And like, normally I would never bet a player for comeback player that isn't actually playing, but no one has seized the reins of this award whatsoever.
And this would be
so
like
far.
He missed a full season and 2 games here.
And is actively talked about it a lot. Like, it's everywhere. Like, all the reporters being like, he's not ready, and he responds to them. Like, this is a heavily narrative driven situation. I know Brian Robinson will get it. And like, if he comes back, amazing story that he comes back in the game. But like, J.K. Dobbins is a massive price and no one's playing well at the top of this market. If you find out he's playing in this game, I think I would just put the bet in ahead of time. Honestly, it's a huge price. You don't have to be right very often. And he should probably, if he comes back, he should probably be much less than this, because I don't think anybody's really run away with this award or even come close to being a favorite to win the award.
You know what they're going to be saying, Ken, when Mac Jones throws for 300 plus yards on Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens? And that was Lil Mac. This ain't Lil Mac. It's Big Mac. I didn't realize where I was painting myself.
And you're loving it. You bet on them. Yeah, right.
I think this is going to be a big, big game for Mac Jones. Even if Jacoby Myers is out, and we'd rather have Jacoby Myers play, obviously, catching passes for Mac Jones, 9 for 95 last week. Kendrick Bourne's there. I'm like, Kendrick Bourne, roam in the middle of the field. I think could potentially be successful, along with Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith. Nelson Agholor with the Moss last weekend. I couldn't believe it. Just about fell out of my chair at the Aria Sportsbook. Shout out to BetMGM last Sunday when that play transpired. The Patriots are going to win this game. The Patriots are going to win the game. Patriots money line, Patriots plus +3. Absolutely love it. And again, I just want to be clear here, because I know you like New England a little bit in the game, and I know you kind of gave your parameters here. Do you think it sounds like it's going to be unlikely that you are going to have a bet just on the actual like spread of this game, right? And you will just tease New England a bunch of different ways.
I'm just really surprised. Like Baltimore, this is a pretty good injury report. I know everybody's questionable still, but like everybody practiced. This has got to be going back to 3 on Sunday, right? Like, there's no way. I mean, I guess Baltimore could get really, like, somehow have a brutal injury report inactive list on Sunday. But the practice reports kind of indicate that they're getting back to full strength or closer than they were before. I'd be really surprised if this doesn't get back to 3. I think on Sunday, might have a chance at 3 minus 110, which would be a bet on New England.
Yeah, what do you think this number is going to close at if you had to guess?
I think 3. I think 3. Just based on this injury report, I think 3.
Okay. So there you have it. We got a bunch more games to hit, obviously, week 3, NFL Sunday. Next segment, we will touch on the Buffalo Bills at the Miami Dolphins. Buffalo, a 5.5-point favorite in that game. We will talk about the Bengals and the Jets. Cincinnati laying 6 on the road at Gangrene. The New Orleans Saints, 2.5 on the road at the Carolina Panthers. And the Minnesota Vikings, a 6-point home favorite against the Detroit Lions. We're just getting started here. Prop thoughts are coming your way. Thoughts on the side and total of every game. I love the Patriots on Sunday. I'm going to give bets out, I think, on every single game that we're going to talk about.
You have the whole board today, basically. Yeah.
I got the whole board, and it's absolutely awesome. We will begin revealing all of those plays and the rationale behind them coming up next to wrap up hour number 3.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.